Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, do not panic. Do not fear. I know I've been getting the email messages. I've been getting the calls late last night. Todd, it's over. We've lost the country. What are we going to do now? I'll meet you in the gulags. No. We're not there just yet. Hang tight, everybody. It's going to be okay. All right? I know last night did not go the way a lot of people thought it was going to go. I know that the people over at Fox News are freaking out, and I get it. I've seen all of the information. A lot of people are very unhappy with me and my take on all of this. But ladies and gentlemen, don't panic. It's going to be okay. You're okay. Just go open the fridge, get yourself a delicious, refreshing glass of iced tea, preferably Louisiana, and get yourself a sandwich and sit down and just relax. It's going to be okay. But we got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to respond to what happened in the in these elections. Now, I want to right out of the gate say this. Donald Trump is not responsible for what happened yesterday. There were a lot of other factors at play, and many of them the mainstream media knew nothing about. As a matter of fact, a lot of the analysis and the punditry is based on sheer ignorance. And that's even coming from the conservative side of the aisle. I've really never seen anything quite like this before. So Fox and Friends was trying to do a deep dive into what happened, for example, in Ohio. And we're going to get to this audio in just a second. Folks, there's a lot of ignorance coming out of your TV screen. And there's a lot of fertilizer. It's not even grade A fertilizer, but there's enough fertilizer coming out of your TV screens on cable news that you could plant an entire crop of butter beans right there in your living room. I mean, it really is that insane. So I want to break all of this down, and I do want to start with the abortion issue, because right now there are many, including people like Ann Coulter, but there are others, and these are individuals who are very influential in the conservative movement, and they're out there saying that we have got to jettison the pro-life movement. We've got to get rid of that plank in the party platform, because they say that the abortion issue is going to destroy the Republican Party. And I say taking that plank out of the party will destroy the Republican Party. So in the last eight races, there have been eight elections with abortion on the ballot since Roe v. Wade was overturned. In every single one of these ballot initiatives, the pro-lifers lost. And it wasn't even close. I mean, these are blowouts. These are landslide losses for the pro-life movement. Now, I want to talk to the pro-lifers for just a moment here. You folks need to chill out. These pro-life leaders, and I was getting threats. I mean, there were subtle threats. Don't you dare say anything about the pro-life movement. You will do what we say. And there is this effort, there is this idea in the pro-life movement that we own you. you will do as we tell you to do. Okay, but there are consequences with that sort of thinking. Now, look, I believe that life begins at conception. I oppose all abortion, period. I am pro-life. That's where I stand. That's what I believe. When I go to the ballot box, I will not vote for someone who is pro-abortion. Just won't do it. Can't do it. That's not what this is about. This is about the politics of abortion. Todd, there's no such thing. Really? Well, guess what? Because of the stupidity of a lot of people in the pro-life movement and the Republican Party, guess what happened in Ohio? Not only is abortion now enshrined in the state constitution in Ohio, but now a woman can have an abortion on the delivery day. You're at Baptist Memorial Hospital and you're about to give birth and you say, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. I want to go get a wheatgrass spritzer. Can you just take care of the baby? That's the law of the land now in Ohio. And you think that's bad? And that's bad? Now, parents do not have to be notified if their daughter is being taken to get an abortion during school hours. That's enshrined in the state constitution in the Buckeye State. So, yeah, there's a lot of stupid going on out there on both sides of this issue. And when I say issue, I'm talking about the pro-life issue, the Republicans and the pro-life movement, which, by the way, is a big business. There's no doubt about it that they were underfunded. And I'd like to know all these pro-life movement groups out there, what are they doing with all their money? Because according to the information we got, the pro-abortion side outspent the pro-life side well over 2-1. It was not even close. So again, this is not about abortion. This is about the politics of abortion. And the reality here, folks, and by the way, Donald Trump brought this up. Donald Trump warned everybody about this, right? Remember several months back. And what was it that Ron DeSantis and his supporters, his legions of followers, Ron DeSantis, Boots DeSantis. And what was he out there saying? What was Boots DeSantis out there saying? Well, we knew he wasn't pro-life. We knew it. Because anybody who's pro-life and they're blasting me for my look, we salute you, Governor DeSantis. And I salute you, sir, for being pro-life and following up and signing those bills into law, sir. And we celebrate that on the program. But the question is, will that have a consequence in the next election? And that's what Trump was trying to say, that this is a losing issue for Republicans. He could have said it. He could have qualified his remarks. He may have been able to. He should have said it a little bit better, maybe be a little bit more have some clarity. But that's what Trump was saying. He was warning the Republicans, hey, if you go in there like a bull in a china shop, there is going to be blowback. And there are literally pro-life leaders out there, and it's really mind-boggling. Fine. If everybody loses, fine. That's it. No, well, what do you mean that's it? I mean, if you get rid of all the Republicans, and a lot of these groups are holding these Republican lawmakers hostage because they're terrified of them. They're terrified of being accused of being, you know, pro-choice when they're pro-life. And so they will do whatever the pro-life movement says, even if it means they lose their jobs. It really is that simple. So what I want to talk about here is the politics of it. I mean, you've got to have a great marketing strategy. You've got to have great television ads and radio ads that are telling your story. The pro-abortion side did that. They had all of that. They were lying out the wazoo, but it didn't matter because it was effective. And by the way, that's the argument from the pro-life side. Well, they lied. They lied. Yes, they did. It's politics. It's politics. And it's ugly. But we're all grown-ups here. And we all know that. We all know that and knew that going into what happened. So now we're at a point where, and if you're a Democrat, guess what? You better believe you're putting these kinds of issues on the ballot. And by the way, they tied it in with a marijuana law. I mean, everybody saw where this was going. Everybody. So the issue here is messaging. We have a messaging problem. That's coming from the RNC. And a lot of it's coming from these pro-life groups, and many of them are balkanized, and they don't want to work together, and everybody's got their own turf and territory. Well, those days are over, and we need strong leadership at the RNC. Ron McDaniel is not that leader. I mean, how many more election cycles do the Republicans have to lose? But this abortion stuff, Trump tried to warn everybody. He tried to warn everybody. And I'm already getting the hate mail. I knew it. Starnes is just a closet abortionist. Okay, I don't even have a wire coat hanger in my closet. So what are you talking about here? I mean, come on. Be serious. So then there was a lot of angst about what happened in Virginia. We're going to talk to our good buddy Jeff Katz later on from WRVA in Richmond. And Katz was actually going into this election cycle a little worried about what was going to happen. Everybody's blaming Trump for this. Chris Christie, they've sold their soul. Give me some chicken. I want some chicken. No. So let me explain Virginia. Virginia was a very special moment for the never Trump Republican wing of the party and Fox News Channel. That's why they sent Steve Doocy out to some diner in Virginia yesterday, because they were setting this up. Glenn Youngkin is now the new handpicked guy from the Murdochs, right? So the Murdochs, father and son of the owners of Fox News Channel, they believe Youngkin is going to be the new DeSantis. And so they put all of their efforts, all of their time and their money. They were really propping up Youngkin. And last night, the Republicans were supposed to sweep the state Senate and the House of Delegates. And that would usher in the Youngkin candidacy. Instead, the Democrats clean their clocks. Now, people are saying, well, that's Trump's fault. No, it's not Trump's fault. Trump had nothing to do with that. This was all on Glenn Youngkin. By the way, want to know what else was on the ballot in the back of everybody's minds yesterday in Virginia? Yet more pro-life legislation. I'm telling you. So look, you can go out there and the pro-life movement, they don't have to change one iota of their messaging, not one. And they will lose every single race. That is very clear at this point. They don't have the numbers. What does it say about America? It says that we are in a godforsaken state right now. We are in a godforsaken place where women in Ohio can abort their babies on the day of that baby's birth. That's evil. And we've got to deal with that, too. I've got a lot more to say about this, but may I just share the overarching issue from yesterday? And again, this has nothing to do with Trump. Now, you may disagree, and I want you to call in. If you disagree with my assessment here, give me a call. But I think this is the bigger problem, and it's a big one. Many millennial and Gen Z pastors in this country, the ones who are getting rid of the traditional church names and they're calling themselves, come on down to Kick-Ass Church. We got a rockin', smokin' hot worship band. Those kind of guys. And they're turning our churches into really, I don't know, nightclubs that nobody really wants to go to. Is that a good way to describe it? They all want to start their little coffee bars, you know. These churches nowadays, they've got like the workout centers and the coffee houses, and they don't even have worship centers anymore. They don't have room. It's like a little Christian shopping mall. But here's the problem. Many of these preachers, millennials and Gen Z preachers, have disengaged their churches from the culture war battles. That's it. They have taken great strides to make sure their pulpits do not offend anyone. Not a soul. Now, back in the founding days of this country, guess what would happen on election day? People would actually go to the church, they would hear a sermon from the pastor, and then they would go from the church to cast their ballot. We don't do that today. So when you look at what happened in Ohio, it's clear to me that the religious community did not come out, or there may not be as much of a religious community in Ohio as everybody thought there was. But the silence from our pastors comes with a price. And that price in Ohio is that a newborn baby may or may not live to see the end of the first day of its life. Remember what Bonhoeffer said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. So look, we're going to open up the phone lines here. I've got a lot more to say. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304. 649-0304 and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right to the phone lines. Johnny in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on the mighty 990 KWAM. Hi, Johnny, what's on your mind?
Nothing much. How you doing,
Todd? I'm well, Johnny. Let's get to it.
Well, well, you are definitely good with the cover-up and the conversion, because it is all Trump's fault.
Well, how America, is it Trump's fault? How is it Trump's fault, Johnny?
Because, first of all, he don't have any more. That's number one. And America is tired of his panic.
All right, let me ask you a question. So, Johnny, you're saying that Trump is responsible for everything that happened yesterday and in that election.
Oh, yeah. Yes, with the election results, yes.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, hold on. If that's the case, then Johnny, the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, he won re-election. He's a Republican, so that's a Trump victory, right?
But the Democrats took the majority of the vote.
No, sir, they did not. No, sir. Johnny, in the state of Mississippi, every single Republican who ran won in a record landslide victory. Johnny, in Kentucky, aside from the governor's race, every single Republican down ballot, every single one, won their race yesterday.
Let him cook y'all food, and he's not even a chef. There will never, ever be another Republican president in the White House. I guarantee that. Just like America does.
Well, I mean, if dead people keep voting Democrat in those presidential elections, you're right. I don't, for whatever reason, I don't know what happens in the afterlife, Johnny, but all the dead people seem to vote Democrat.
Yeah, they're not dead. That's just a narrative that you all have. Not just like a bunch of narratives that you all have that is not true. Just like the election was stolen. But the election was stolen, like you all say, why does he want to run again? Because you know, and everybody else knows, that it was nothing but a lie. It's been proven.
All right, Johnny. Yeah, I hear you. We got a bad connection, so Johnny, give us a call back. But I think we get the gist of it. But again, if you're going to blame Trump for the loss, you got to give Trump credit for all the victories. And there were a lot of Republican victories in Kentucky and in Mississippi. The one place where Trump was not welcome happened to be the Commonwealth of Virginia, because this was a setup for Glenn Youngkin, right? They wanted Glenn Youngkin to shine. This was his moment to shine. But as you just heard from Johnny in Memphis, Tennessee, Johnny says, no, no, no. Trump is to blame because he has no morals. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? By the way, real quick on that Kentucky race, there were a lot of shenanigans going on, and I was getting some intel, and we want to hear from you if you're in Kentucky. But the information is that the establishment Republicans, the Mitch McConnell Republicans, have actually been punishing conservatives, Trump conservatives. And that led to what happened. Not only that, Andy Beshear is from a very prominent family, sort of like the Kennedy family of Kentucky. All right, 844-747-8868. We're going to Richmond and Maryland, Maine and Kentucky. Oh, we got a lot going on here today. Hang tight, everybody. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Everybody, welcome. Good to have you with us. By the way, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to the brand new president of Liberty University. Also, Senator Tommy Tuberville is going to be here. Man, has he been holding the line in the U.S. Senate on this wokeness in the military. We're going to be talking to both of them on our Newsmax TV show. That is coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern, and you can watch it on all of Newsmax's digital platforms. All right, let's get to the phones here. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia. Ken is hanging out with us. Hi, Ken. What's going on?
How you doing, Todd? Thanks for taking my call.
Ken, were you surprised by what happened last night, the results of the election?
Yes and no. I was hoping we would have a sweep in the General Assembly to put it back in Republicans' hands. But it was very sad to hear that the Democrats had taken over the entire General Assembly. I think going to some of your points you made earlier, I heard the comments that Trump made, about warning Republicans about this abortion issue and the politics of it. And I thought it made a lot of sense. I don't think Republicans listened on that, unfortunately. And you got to understand, in Virginia, we've gone from two extremes. One was during the previous Democratic administration, they pushed through what they called infanticide.
Oh yeah, you're talking about your Michael Jackson wannabe guy, Ralph Northam.
Yes, exactly. And where you could, as you mentioned earlier, could take the life of a baby even at birth. And that was in some of the political ads, on the Republican side, too, which should have, woke up a few people, but I guess it didn't matter. But so we went from that extreme to the Youngkin administration offering a 15-week limitation on abortion, which to me, it sounds reasonable, but what do I know? I'm just a guy. But, as far as the politics of abortion is concerned, I think Republicans are going to continue to lose elections like we've had a trend of if we keep trying to force controls on abortion. I'm pro-life, but I think when it comes down to it, I think a woman, the decision comes down to the woman and God. And I think government should stay out of it, just like the Republican stance is on a lot of things, like government stay out of my business. I think that they should stay out of this.
But, Ken, don't we have a responsibility, though, as Republicans? Don't we have a responsibility to stand up for that unborn child and to guarantee their life and their liberty and their pursuit of happiness?
Well, I hear where you're coming from, and that statement has been made a lot. But I really do think it just comes down to a woman's choice and with God, you know, between her and God.
Ken, I want to hear from ladies on this and get their take on it, because ultimately this is going to be a defining issue for the Republican Party. And folks, do not be delusional here. They are having these conversations about removing the pro-life plank out of the party, even as you and I are sitting here having this conversation. Ken, I appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Let's go to Dave in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, KWAM. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, John. I just wanted to let you know, first off, I appreciate what you stand for and what you do, and I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'll get right to it. I believe the biggest problem that we have in this country today is like that other caller you said, moral values. I believe it's a country moral value. We have got to start putting God first back in this country. And I appreciate you standing for what, you know, the life. And what I believe is a messaging problem is that Trump needs to come out and he needs to tell Rhonda she needs to go. If he puts his foot down, he's the leader of this party, and he needs to tell them, hey, you need to step down. We need some leadership to get the vote out. It comes down to money and getting the vote out, and you know that, Todd. You know it, and everybody else knows that we don't have the support. We're not getting the voice out. We're not getting the vote out. They're not putting the money where the money needs to go. They're not putting the messaging as far as abortion. There could be I believe in no abortion, okay? But I believe a woman does have that right. If she don't want to have that child, then let's get some people to sign bills and to get money appropriated that could be help for adoption. There is so many people in this country that would take that child, love that child, care for that child, and that child does have a right. And there should be money set aside. There could be so many things done on messaging that people could take control, and people would have a better voice. But the Christian and the church just wants to be silent. And anyway, that's my take. I just think that there need to be some more leadership, and Trump needs to step up and tell Rhonda she needs to step down. I appreciate what you do.
Dave, I appreciate you listening to us on KWAM, and you keep spreading the word about what we're doing here at the radio station, and thank you for that. Thank you for the call. By the way, I hear the passion, and I'm with Dave. I don't understand. Well, I do understand it. Trump's a loyal guy. Rana's been loyal to Trump, and Trump is being loyal to Rana, but Rana is killing the party. And the fact that we got outspent, understand this, we got outspent, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of that has to do with anti-Trump, never-Trump billionaires who are Republicans who are withholding their donations, their dollars, because they want Trump out. And there was a lot of that at play behind the scenes in what happened yesterday. I'm just telling you, the Republicans got a lot of problems. The fact that the Democrats could outraise the Republicans in this economic climate with Joe Biden, who can't even climb a set of stairs, and you're telling me the Republicans can't do anything with that? And by the way, the Republicans have zero. Let me say this again. They have zero outreach to young people in this country. They've pretty much abdicated that responsibility. Meanwhile, you've got Turning Point USA, and they do a good job. I guess they throw a nice conference. They throw a lot of the conferences, right? I mean, they're rocking. You know, they got the chicks out there with the money guns and their bikinis, and they're blowing dollar bills into the audience and the screaming guys. I mean, they do a great job of that kind of stuff. But are they getting out the vote? All you people giving your money to Turning Point USA, are they getting out the vote? Because I'm not seeing it. I am not seeing it. So we just got to get our act together here. Let's go to Lexington, Kentucky. Jake is watching us on Getter today. So, Jake, I'm curious, what about you? Were you surprised by how things went in the governor's race?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. But actually, Todd, I'm watching on Newsmax Plus, that station is great. I just wanted to let you know. It looks like most of those hosts are from Fox News who were.
All right, Jake, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Again, Jake from Lexington, we would like to hear from our Kentucky listeners and viewers, and we'd like to know if you were caught off guard by the results of yesterday's election. Let's go to Maine, WLOB, Webb. Hey, Webb, what you got for us?
Yes, Don. I think that maybe we are packaging our arguments wrong. Because let's face it, the Democrats' under the covers motive is to keep Americans from having babies so that they can substitute with the people coming in. So why don't we expose that and put the angst back on the Democrats to defend and say that's wrong? And that will get in a lot of people's minds the idea that their real motivation is anything to depopulate Native Americans, because that's the only way that they will retain the power they have now. Look at how much is turning around against them. Biden's in the toilet, and if they don't get something that works, and what they have is the abortion and the weed, it's all feel-good stuff, and telling people they have the right to an abortion while they're stealing all their other rights. And the reason is moving away from Americans. They don't want to make America great again. They want to make America disappear.
So you believe, you buy into this idea of the replacement theory, that the reason why the administration has the open porous borders is to let all of these illegals in to change the demographics of the country. Is that what you're saying, Webb?
Yes. Look at the evidence.
Oh, no. Well, the evidence is there by the tens of millions. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. All right. Webb, appreciate that call. All right. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Yesterday, last night, while all of that was going on, they were counting the ballots. The Republicans and Democrats, 22 Democrats, joined to censure Rashida Tlaib. And I'm telling you, these gals are unhinged. Here's a Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, the Muslim, cut number one.
What is true here is that every single one of them has not acknowledged the fact that Palestinians are dying in the tens of thousands, but will continue to say it is us who are not acknowledging humanity. Rashida will stand strong.
Gentle ladies, time has expired.
The movement will continue for liberation until every single
ladies,
Palestinian has the right to live.
Gentlemen from Maryland
liberty.
Is recognized.
Oh, geez, hello. Cori Bush, have we figured out the pronouns yet? Cori Bush, pronouns unclear, also joining in, cut number two.
Of a lack of care and the lack of understanding and a lack of seeing the humanity of folks who look like Rashida Tlaib. It's outrageous that my colleagues are blatantly attempting to silence the only Palestinian American representative right here. It's outrageous, but it's not surprising. And let me tell you, it's not surprising because this place is where 1,700 members of Congress, this elected body, enslaved black people. It's not surprising because they thought it was right. It's not surprising because this is a place where members continue to claim that the insurrection on the Capitol just appeared to look like a normal tourist visit. It's not surprising because this is the place where our black and brown staff members repeatedly speak of experiencing racism and sexism, Islamophobia, get pushed off of elevators, xenophobia, and more right here in this workplace. This is the place. And let me say this. She mourns for the 1,400 Israelis.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
She mourns for the 10,000, and she will not stop. No
more. Time
no
has expired.
More lies. Cease fire now. And she takes the death threats that you all send. That they
the gentlelady is no longer recognized. The
gentlelady shut her mouth.
The desire to save lives is greater.
Gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
That's what I said.
We'll reserve.
gentleman from Maryland reserves. The gentleman from Georgia is recognized.
Would the gentlelady please shut her pie hole? Is that, So I'm intrigued here with Cori Bush. Is it Mr. or Miss? We don't know. Cori Bush now saying, I guess, that people are enslaved on Capitol. Is that what she was saying, that people are enslaved and that black people are getting pushed out of elevators? This is happening on Capitol Hill? Wow. Do we have the video of that? Is it on TikTok? Can somebody share that with us? All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do they have slave quarters there on Capitol Hill? We've got to see this. We will investigate. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
All across America, progressive teachers are helping children to sing alike and think alike.
Barack Hussein Obama, he said it all, he's here today, equal work means equal pay. Barack Hussein Obama.
Now, you can get the album that started it all. Kids' Songs of the Revolution.
These time-tested songs in the original German will bring our country's youth together to do great things. With songs like, my favorite, One Leader Forever.
An Adolf Hitler Platz steht eine junge Eiche. Sie strebt zur Sonne auf, trotz Sturm und Not.
Kids just can't stand still when they hear hope is in the air. They'll really be marching to a different drummer with the classic Change Is Here.
Kids Songs of the Revolution, available at Acorn, Ahmadinejad.com, and teachers' unions everywhere.
Kids, tell your parents to get yours today before the economy collapses or healthcare implodes and the world burns up from global warming.
Kids Songs of the Revolution. Indoctrination hasn't been this much fun since 1933.
All right. Oh, wow. Thank you, President Barack Hussein Obama, who, by the way, all of those songs that you heard were actual praise and worship songs that were written in honor of Barack Hussein Obama and literally performed by school children all across the Fruited Plain. It's shocking. So thank you to our good buddy Paul Shanklin for that item. Jeez aloo. Folks, I want to share something with you, and this is a cool thing that our flagship station, KWAM, is doing in Memphis, Tennessee. We have a lot of poor kids around here, and a lot of them are not going to have a Christmas. Moms and dads just cannot afford to buy toys. And so there's an incredible church called TrinitySouthHaven.org, TrinitySouthHaven.org, and they are producing something called an affordable Christmas. And it's pretty awesome. They're asking us to send toys or cash, and they will buy the toys. And they're going to provide these for the parents. So the parents will be able to walk in, and it'll be like they're going to an actual toy store. So they're not getting somebody's used stuff. They're actually getting brand new toys that they can present to their children. And so they need our help. And this is a noble thing. One of the schools they're helping happens to be the school that I grew up in, Hope Sullivan Elementary School. And so we're going to be participating in this, and they're raising $7,500, and the local Landers Nissan dealership is going to match that $7,500, $7,500. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think this is, again, a noble effort. It's called Affordable Christmas, Giving Gifts, Giving Value. And we would love for you to help out. And maybe if you could send a gift card. They're looking for Walmart gift cards, fast food gift cards, dolls, cars, action figures. Go to their website, and you'll see it, trinitysouthhaven.org, and you'll see Affordable Christmas at the top. Affordable Christmas. Just click on that. You can donate. You can lend a helping hand, and we'll tell you more about it in the coming days. All right, hang tight. Hour two of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Great to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Feeling a lot better. You know what I think it was yesterday? Dylan, you know that I've been heavily medicated with all of the foot and the leg thing. And so anyway, I had to go, and the doctor was like, man, you're really in a lot of pain, aren't you? And I'm like, well, yeah. He said, how come you haven't asked for any medicine? Because I don't do well with the meds. I remember when I was a kid, my mom would give me the BC powder. Dylan, did you ever take a BC powder back in the day?
Well, mine was the Flintstones vitamins. Is that equivalent or is that different?
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's what took me through my childhood, though.
BC powder, and ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful and large, and by large, I mean massive audience that we have, not physically, but numerically. You will back me up on this. If back in the day, Dylan, there were a couple of things that were always in your mom's refrigerator and her medicine cabinet. Mm. Number one, she had a six-pack of something called Tab, which was a pink diet drink that tasted, I'm trying to, it's really difficult to explain the taste, but it would literally curl your toes when you drank it. And I'll never, my mother would on occasion ask me to ride my bicycle to the Stop and Go and get her some Tab. And I always felt embarrassed because no child would ever drink Tab. But then there would be something called AIDS. And back in the day, everybody loved AIDS, and it was a diet candy, AYDS, and it was like a caramel, and people were popping AIDS all over the place. And then came the disease, and, you know, I guess, I don't know, do they still sell AIDS?
Everybody stopped loving AIDS.
Yeah, nobody loves AIDS anymore. It's terrible. It was tasty, a little chewy, the AIDS were. But you remember the AIDS? It's serious. There's a fascinating. Dylan, I think search for a good AIDS commercial.
Okay.
Because it's rather humorous. But anyway, there was also something in the medicine cabinet aside from, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I don't want to presume that your mother had AIDS, but just about every mother in America had AIDS. And then they had something called BC powder. And basically, it looked like cocaine. And Dylan, the BC powder came in like this little pack, like, you know, the stick, like you get a, remember the long sticks of chewing gum?
Yes.
The Juicy Fruit. Mm. So, Juicy Fruit, it would have that packaging. So you would unwrap it, and there in the paper would be powder, white powder, like cocaine. And I guess you could snort it, but what you would do is you would dump the contents of that little package on your tongue, and then you would take a swig of your Tab, and then your headache would go away.
Oh boy.
And it was almost immediate. I think it really was cocaine.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm just saying it was very effective. What were we talking about? Oh, yes. So I didn't even do well with the BC powder. Mom would give me a BC powder, I would be out. So anyway, I think yesterday I was still suffering from the side effects of this whatever medicine it was that they prescribed.
Yeah.
Let me know when you get AIDS. The commercial.
I think I have some AIDS.
Can we play it? All right, let's check out AIDS. Usually,
I've tried fad diets, powders, pills. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
Let the AIDS plan teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try peanut butter AIDS.
So how does it work with the peanut butter AIDS? Do you just lick it? Is that, or does it get stuck on the roof? Does the AIDS get stuck on the roof of your mouth? If peanut butter does that to you. Anyway, it's interesting. Strong sales in the 70s, and then the early 80s came along, Dylan. And that's when people said, yeah, we're done. No more AIDS. No more AIDS.
Probably for the better.
Yeah. they don't sell them anymore. But yeah, I mean, if you have AIDS, you will lose weight. No doubt about it. All that to say, I'm feeling better today. So thank you for that. Jeez, Alou. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. There are some hearings going on right now up on Capitol Hill, and it's pretty disturbing stuff. We're going to play a couple of sound bites, one just happened. We're going to get to that one in just a moment. This is heartbreaking. Jewish university students here in America are testifying today about what it's like to be a Jew on a university campus in America. So the first audio you will hear is from a young lady. Her name is Amanda Silberstein, and she is a student at Cornell University. And this just happened up on Capitol Hill. Cut 15.
Imagine that you frequent Jewish events on campus. Imagine that you live in a Jewish sorority house. Then imagine scrolling on your phone one day, only to discover that a fellow student wants to shoot up the kosher dining hall and I quote, gang rape all Jew pig women on campus. That is what my peers and I experienced last week when reading the multiple online threats made by a fellow student instructing other Cornell students to assault Jews on campus, to follow them home and slit their throats. This was not just hate speech. It was a call to action and an immediate threat. The sentiment did not begin with that student. Professors and student organizations have been fueling Jew hatred and spreading it across campus with disregard or potentially even with deliberate intent to incite.
Free Palestine! Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism!
Committee will be in war. Committee will be in order. Apologize, Ms. Silberstein. You can continue.
Wow, that happened on Capitol Hill. They should have tased her butt. That's what they should have done. They should have taken that little Free Palestine, pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer and tased her butt on national television and dragged her butt out of the room and then just thrown her right out of the building. Physically throw these animals out of the building. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something inside. It's a righteous rage. That young people, and I don't know Amanda Silberstein's political views at all. I have no idea. If you were to say, all right, Todd, you gotta wager one of those delicious pimento cheese Chick-fil-A sandwiches with a honey drizzle on top, then I would say, yeah, she's a liberal, and make it a double. So I mean, she probably is, but you know what? If you're a liberal, you deserve to be able to go to college. You deserve to be able to live your life and not have to worry about somebody lurking in the shadows wanting to stab you or rape you or throw you off of a cliff because you happen to be a Jew. And I really hope that Christians around America are waking up and paying attention. And by the way, Jews, I just want to share this with you. Here in America, the attacks on Christianity have been going on for a very long time. a very long time. And Christians, I want you to hear this. If we do not take a stand, one day the paragliders are going to be coming after us. I'm just saying, we've got to wake up here. We're living in a very, 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 very dangerous time in America. Now, look, I want to share this story with you because we need a little bit of joy. And this story made me feel glad. This story is up on our website, toddstearns.com. And it's a pretty awesome story. So there's a young kid. I say he's a kid. He's 25. He's a grown man. But he's a kid. And his name is, His name is Aaron. Aaron Dahan. Aaron Dahan is 25 years old, and he owns a little cafe, a coffee house, on the Upper East Side of New York City. It's called Cafe Aron. He's Jewish, and he loves his heritage. He has an Israeli flag. As a matter of fact, after the October 7th terrorist attacks, he displayed an Israeli flag in his restaurant. He also posted the photographs of the kidnapped Jews in his coffee shop, and he set out a jar to raise money for the Israeli version of the Red Cross. And he's the owner of the coffee shop, so he can do whatever he wants to do. So anyway, the other day, he shows up, and the entire staff of the coffee shop resigns. They quit their jobs. The baristas walked out. They got triggered because of the photographs of the kidnapped Jews, and they were angry that there was an Israeli flag flying in the coffee shop. And so Aaron, the 25-year-old, said he sat down and he tried to reason with them, but they would not hear of it. He says, quote, "Our staff was young. They think they know everything. They're liberal. They're college educated. But in reality, they know nothing." And it's true, they don't. They know diddly, they know squat. Diddly squat. He says, quote, "They think we're supporting genocide, that we're supporting colonialism. They know the key words, but they don't really know what those words mean." So they all walk out on the guy. And he was freaking out. I would have freaked out. I mean, I couldn't imagine what I would do if Dylan just got up and walked out. Dylan, don't get up and walk out. Lock the door. I mean, he was going to have to shut down his business. So he called his mom and his wife. And they said, "Don't worry about it. We got you back." Within minutes. And you know how, I think the Jewish moms are a lot like the Southern moms and the Italian moms, right? When you do something to their child, it's on like Donkey Kong. So within a matter of minutes, oh yeah, no, I can't even imagine a Jewish Southern mom. Jeez, aloo. Oy vey, y'all. Oh, jeez, aloo. So anyway, Peggy, the mom, she's on the phone, and within a matter of minutes, folks, and we've got the video up on our website. It's a beautiful thing. Within a matter of minutes, people start showing up. The Jews in the neighborhood start showing up. And they were like, "What needs to be done? Give me a broom. Give me a mop. Give me a rag. I'll wipe down the tables. I'll wash stuff in the back. Show me how to brew coffee. I'll brew a coffee. What's a venti? What's a grande?" It was amazing. People just, they showed up. It was an incredible moment. And they just want to volunteer. They want to help. And then somebody called the newspaper. The New York Post shows up. And we've got the photos there on our website. There are hundreds of people around the block. They're literally lined up because they want to get some coffee. They want to help. Do you understand what's happening to our Jewish countrymen right now, ladies and gentlemen? The oppression they must feel at this moment, the not knowing, the walking down the street, somebody spits on you. That's actually happening in some places like New York City. The concern that somebody might come into their homes in the dark of night and attack them. the fact that you can't even stand on a sidewalk in Los Angeles and wave an Israeli flag or else you might be killed, you might be bludgeoned to death, as what happened to a gentleman by the name of Mr. Kessler just a few days ago. A lot of evil, a lot of sorrow in this country right now among our Jewish friends. And yet in New York City, at the corner of Lexington Avenue and 71st Street, there was this beautiful moment where you had doctors and rabbis, you had housewives, you had kids, and they just wanted to come and plop down some money and have a cup of coffee and say, "We got your back. We've got your back." And I sure do hope there are a lot of Christians in that line. I bet there were. I bet there were. So I say good for you. Good for you, New York. Miss Bina Daba, she's 57 years old. She said that she came to the store to wash the dishes and to mop the floors. "All this anti-Semitism is very frightening," she said. "I know the baristas here, and it's just very upsetting that all these young people, I don't know what they are, ignorant, hateful, brainwashed." Yes, yes, and yes, ma'am. Yes. "It's very scary. This is what's happening in this country, but I hope somebody knows how to fix it because it's really scary." The answer, the fix, is in our public schools. That's how we fix this, folks. That's what we do. But we also fix it by taking a stand and doing what the good people in the Upper East Side of New York City did. And again, I don't know the politics there. I suspect a lot of Democrats in that mix, but they're patriots. And they're standing up, and God bless those people. Go to the website, read the story. You're going to love it. You're going to be encouraged. And look for opportunities to help Jews in your neighborhood. Let them know that we're in this together. Will you do that? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Wow, got to give a big shout out to our good friend and the guy that runs my company, Dalton Glasscock. You know, we told you that he was running for the city council, rock solid, tough on crime conservative. And he was going up against some union leader or something, but it turns out most of the unions were endorsing Dalton. And last night, the Wichita elections, interestingly enough, for the first time in history, a libertarian was actually elected mayor of Wichita, and she is really good, a fiscal conservative, a libertarian. And Dalton won in a landslide. So well done, you guys. I mean, it was a drubbing, and maybe, just maybe, Ronna McDaniel needs to pick up the phone and talk to Dalton, figure out how the heck did you win that race. So congratulations, and well done, you. All right, 844-747-8868. A lot of you are weighing in on our Facebook Live. Dorothea says, hold on, I've got to read this here. Dorothea is very upset. She says, "Todd, Tab was delicious." But then she did agree with me that BC powders are awful going down, but work magic. I'm telling you, I don't know what's in that stuff, and I do think it's cocaine. But I will say, no, I don't think it's meth, Dalton. No, I don't think it's meth. But I will say this, as soon as you swallow it, whatever is ailing you is gone. It's over. And I heard a rumor one time that somebody accidentally nearly cut their arm open and off with a Ginsu knife. I guess they were chopping the onions, and they teared up, and they missed the onion. Anyway, they literally just poured BC powder on the gaping wound, and apparently it was healed. I haven't been able to verify that information, but it's a potent elixir, I'll tell you that much. All right, hang tight. We've got to take a break. We've kind of lost this hour, folks. It is what it is. Congressman David Kostoff is coming up a little bit later on. Also, our good buddy Jeff Kantz is going to be here. And a Reagan Day dinner, and I am the keynote speaker. We're going to tell you about that a little bit later on as well. We'll be right back, folks.
month anniversary of the start of the fighting. And tonight, there are still people being held hostage all day today. And into the evening, people showed up at a coffee shop on the Upper East Side, which put up photos of some of those hostages. Many workers at the coffee shop walked off the job in protest over those photos being displayed at the business. Eyewitness News reporter Lucy Yang with a show of support for the local business owner.
So what does a hot cup of coffee have to do with a war in the Middle East? Apparently nothing and everything. This is Cafe Aron on Lexington and 71st Street, just a humble coffee shop until it wasn't. Tuesday morning, four baristas walked off the job.
Very, very hurtful. We would go out for dinners, we would go have fun.
When Hamas attacked Israel a month ago, Aaron Dahan lost a cousin. So he put up the Israeli flag in his cafe, later followed by a QR code so customers could donate towards an ambulance. But his baristas complained he crossed the line when he posted flyers of the hostages.
I think kidnapped children and families shouldn't be a reason that people quit.
If workers thought their walkout would cripple this Israeli coffee shop, the exact opposite happened. New Yorkers rallied. Lines formed down the street. No one complained about the wait. Neighbors donated food. Family and friends jumped behind the espresso machine.
I moved here about a year and a half ago, and they treat me like one of their own, so I'm happy to help wherever I can.
Ashley works in real estate, but today has not stopped making drinks. Cafe Aron normally closes at 8 p.m., but tonight they will stay open until the very last order is filled. A competitor coffee shop sent over a worker. Aaron's suppliers delivered triple his usual order. In the course of one day, he saw the worst and the best.
There's always beautiful in everything, and the beautiful always comes out. It always wins.
It's not clear how much sleep they will get, but rest assured, Cafe Aron will be back roasting their own beans first thing in the morning.
All right. Well, good for them again, and a little bit of good news, and I'm glad the local media there in New York City is picking up on this story, which you can read for yourself at toddstearns.com. So I want to play some audio here from the school district in St. Louis, where a queer school board member is scolding parents and is very upset because moms and dads do not want their kids to be reading about transgender sex in first grade. So this school board member is all upset and says parents have no right, that you've got no right to say anything about what's happening in that classroom. Cut number nine.
I want to take a moment to speak about some of the comments that came in during open forum. I've been very open about my queer identity. My wife and I have two kids. I have a first grader who goes to school here. Queer people exist. We're here.
We're here.
We're going to continue to be here. And there's going to continue to be books in our community and in our schools reflecting our identity. I respect your religious beliefs. And also, as a queer person in a marginalized community, I would hope and expect solidarity. Muslim communities have been historically marginalized, and so have queer communities. Mm-hmm. And it is disappointing in St. Louis Park to have this come up. I don't have all the words. I'm thinking about my child. I'm thinking about what it would feel like for him if I said that having a book about a concept of two dads, he has two moms, is troubling. Urging children to engage with their gender identity with the idea that my wife and I exist, that our family exists, is not controversial. Limiting access for children to books is not going to protect them from the fact that I exist in this world and that my family exists in this world. So I'm willing to engage in this conversation, but understand I'm not going anywhere, my family's not going anywhere, and I hope that we can find solidarity. Because diversity and inclusion and equity are critical and foundational to this district. It's part of the reason I choose to live in this community. It's part of the reason I choose to serve on this board. I'm not going anywhere. And getting rid of books that talk about me and my family is not going to change that.
And that's not what we're trying to do.
Okay, enough of this. Clearly, this individual has no business being anywhere near a school or children. I mean, it really is that simple. And the fact that they're trying to indoctrinate kids in, of all places, St. Louis, Missouri, I mean, that's just obscene. I mean, it really is just obscene. The libs of TikTok folks are at it again. There is a brand new book out for children. It's... I'm going to share the name of the book with you, and it is going to disturb you. So if you are enjoying it right now, you brown bagged it today, so maybe you're sitting in a park and you're enjoying a lovely king cotton bologna sandwich, extra thick cut, maybe a little smear of mayo, Duke's, if you will, on that delicious bunny bread. Just take a pause for a moment. This is the name of the book that is available for your child, your children, in my daddy's belly. But no, I'm not making this up, Dylan. It's true. The author is Logan Brown, who is a woman who identifies as a man. And Logan Brown was featured on the cover of Glamourless magazine, an article about, quote, pregnant men. So the entire storybook, and this is meant for children, the storybook, In My Daddy's Belly, teaches children that men can get pregnant and give birth. I tell you, I'm not making this up. Now, I just want to say something, and hear me. If you are a man, and you think you are pregnant, and you think you are, maybe you've got a big belly, and you think you're pregnant, and you're experiencing severe pain, instead of going to the hospital, just hear me on this. What you need to do is go and get some, I don't know, Pepto-Bismol, Mylanta, maybe get a gym membership, because you are not pregnant. It sounds to me like you've had a bad experience at Taco Bell. That's all. That's all I can tell you. Take a Tums and open a window. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the phones here. We've been following a lot of these elections in the aftermath of the elections. Lexington, Kentucky, Pastor Fugate is on the line. I think we were having a conversation on Twitter earlier today. Pastor, good to have you with us.
Hey, Tom. It's good to be with you. Thank you, sir.
So I'm curious to get your take on what happened in Kentucky. A lot of people are saying, oh, this is Trump's fault. But the reality is all of the down-ticket Republicans won and with pretty good-sized margins.
Well, I don't think it was Trump's fault. Kentucky is very strong supporter of President Trump. I think the problem is... conservatives just didn't go to the poll, and General Cameron, he didn't get as many votes as Governor Bevin did in the last election. And conservatives just didn't go to the poll. And I think the reason is because of the behavior of the Republican-led House of Representatives and how they treated conservatives in this past session.
So you're telling me that conservatives are being mistreated up on Capitol Hill?
Well, not in Capitol Hill.
In your state capitol.
Yeah, in Frankfort. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, for example, you have, Congressman Massey tweeted about it. I think I sent you the tweet, you know, the way House... leadership dealt with the conservatives. If they didn't get in line, they just took them off all their committees. when it came to supporting expansion of gambling and marijuana and those kind of issues.
Pastor, how do you see this, you know, from, and again, you know, looking at Governor Beshear here, comes from a political dynasty, so I think there was that had to be factored in as well. How do you think things are going for the Republican Party, the conservative movement there in the Commonwealth?
Well, the Republicans have a supermajority, and so there's not really very many, there's not much that the governor can do. He vetoed most everything they did, and they would override all of his vetoes and go ahead and pass the bills anyway. But I think the problem, and one of the concerns I have as a pastor and traveling every week across the nation, is we've got to get conservatives back out to vote, but we can't blame it on conservatives. We've got to have strong conservative candidates that don't waffle on life, that doesn't. No matter what happened or what they say in Ohio, we still have Stand for Life. Life begins at conception. We don't need candidates to question or change their position. And we've got to have candidates that can motivate the conservatives and get them back to the polls again.
So it sounds like you're saying there are maybe some lousy candidates or candidates that just, you know, probably don't need to be running for office.
Well, I don't know of anybody. I didn't say that, but we need strong candidates. And when we get then to the, like in the state house in Kentucky, they joined, for example, to pass expanded gaming in Kentucky this past year. They didn't have enough votes in the Republican caucus, so they joined the Democrats and passed it anyway.
Oh, that's a problem.
The conservatives who elected them then say, well, what's the use of electing Republicans if and if you read what Beshear did, he said he was able to pass medical marijuana and he was able to pass expanded gaming. He took credit for all that, but it was the Republicans that did it. They have a supermajority.
Well, it's unfortunate, and again, when Republicans behave like Democrats, or when they go back on their word to voters, then there's going to be blowback, and I think we're just going to have candidates. We're going to have to do a better job of vetting these candidates, and we're going to have to hold them accountable.
Holding accountable is exactly right.
All right. Well, Pastor, we are super late for a break here, but I appreciate calling in and to giving us the lay of the land there in the Commonwealth, and thank you for that. Folks, coming up, we've got to tell you about a great event. If you live in Missouri, Arkansas, if you're in Tennessee, you're going to want to join us for this incredible event coming up Thursday in Munford, Tennessee at the Tipton County. Well, we're going to tell you all about it. It's in Tipton County, Tennessee. We'll be right back. All right, just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, their incredible new platform, N2. And we're going to have some great guests. Senator Tommy Tuberville is going to join us. Also, Dr. Dondi Kostin, who is the new president at Liberty University. So we're going to have a great time. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have Chris Hackett with us. He is the chairman of the Tipton County Republicans in Tennessee. And, Chris, I got to brag on you guys because your Republican Party is fierce and you know how to win elections.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate that compliment, and we work very hard at it, Todd.
Have you always been like that? Has the party always been that aggressive?
It hasn't been, and I think because in the past it didn't really call for the aggressiveness that we are what we're doing now, because times have really changed, and I think we live in drastic times, and in a lot of cases, drastic times call for drastic measures, and one of the drastic measures is this: you've got to get in there and fight, take the bullets, take the arrows, take the criticism. Take the hate mail, take the threats. You have got to do it because everything is at stake now, our county, our state, and our country. So we have to fight. And that's what we do. But, yeah, we've been, for the past 2 years, we've been very aggressive, to answer your question.
So let's talk about the big dinner. It's the Reagan Day dinner coming up this Thursday. And, folks, you can go to TiptonCountyRP.com if you want to get information, get tickets. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Correct. Tell us about it.
It is. It's going to be, first of all, we're going to open the doors. It's from 6:30 to 7. It's going to be basically a meet and greet. Everybody talk and, you know, and get acquainted with each other. And at 7 o'clock, the program's going to start. And we have some great food that's going to be. I'm not just saying that. This gentleman can cook. So we're looking forward to that dinner. I love good food. So, and plus, Todd, we have Todd Starnes as our keynote speaker. And I was telling Ben yesterday, I was talking to your counterpart, Ben, yesterday. When you speak, and I've heard you speak now twice, I'm always able to take something home with me. It's not just a speech that gets me fired up. Not only does it get me fired up, but it gives me information, and it's something that I can take home and spread. And we hope that people will do that tomorrow night when they hear you speak. And we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I am as well, and it's going to be fun. The food's always great. The hospitality of the people in Tipton County, you guys are just awesome. And folks, come on out. It's going to be a fun night, and I can promise you we're going to be leaving on a note of encouragement and excitement as we really start the march to 2024, Chris.
And well, thank you. Yeah, and we're going to need it. You know, 2024 is going to be a huge year. Not only locally, but nationally. And I was just informed we have 1.5 tables left.
1.5
so
tables?
12 seats. We have 1.5 tables left. So we have 12 seats left for this event.
All right.
And we can't thank you guys enough for having us on for this, too.
Well, we're excited about it. So, folks, if you're listening to us, all you folks over in Jackson and West Tennessee, head over to TiptonCountyRP.com. That's TiptonCountyRP.com, and to get yourself some tickets, you're going to have a great meal. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be doing a book signing afterwards as well, and we would love to meet all of our listeners here in West Tennessee. I'm going to give you – we got 10 seconds. You've got it, Chris.
Oh, okay. Well, 10 seconds. Well, this is our largest fundraiser. This is where the money that we raise here goes toward helping our candidates, goes toward helping buying signs, banners, so on and so forth. We do not use that money for anything but helping candidates and the conservative cause.
All right. Well, it's there you go. And, Chris, I look forward to seeing you guys here on Thursday. Sure. That's tomorrow, actually.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
God bless you. Todd, God bless you. You are a diamond in the rough. Thank you so very much.
All right. God bless you, Chris. Chris Hackett, everybody, with the Tipton County Republicans, TiptonCountyRP.com. Come on out. Have a good time. Fellowship with some great conservatives. And eat a great meal as well. We'll be right back. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Democrats won in the state of Ohio last night. To say that the unborn don't have one single right.
Protecting abortions, late-term procedures, it's sure to take a big toll.
But the Democrats don't seem to care because they don't have a soul. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up in Ohio.
All right, sing along, America. Sing along with Jim Gossett.
That is the message the Democrats sent.
Wonder just where their morals went.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up in Ohio. Democrats got their way, yeah, they had their say.
The taking of life is okay.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, the docile sounds of Jim Gossett down on the Lido deck of the Todd Starnes radio program today. Hello, and welcome. And we want to welcome all of our great viewers this hour of the program, hanging out with us on Newsmax 2. By the way, some exciting things happening on Newsmax tonight. Of course, Donald Trump's big rally. I just got word that there are already people waiting in line, and the line is stretching as far as the eye can see. We're posting a lot of this video up on our website, toddstarnes.com. But they're saying this could be a massive, unbelievable rally that's actually competing with the presidential debate, the Republican presidential primary debate, which is also being held in Miami as well. Coming up this hour of the program, we've got a lot of great guests coming your way, including our good buddy Jeff Kantz from radio station WRVA in Richmond. He'll be weighing in on the election last night. What happened to Glenn Youngkin, who was supposed to be the post-Trump savior of the Republican Party? Also, we're expecting Congressman David Kustoff to join us as well. The congressman, one of those voting to censure Rashida Tlaib last night. All right, folks, we are going to take your phone calls as well. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, there's a lot of chatter right now about what happened last night across the nation and these elections. And I'm going to say this. We said it at the start of the radio program today. I will say it again. What happened last night is not some sort of a slap against Donald Trump. It's really not. As a matter of fact, the argument could be made that Donald Trump won yesterday, and he did. When you actually look at the vote totals from Mississippi to Kentucky, Donald Trump did pretty darn good. Donald Trump actually saved the governor of Mississippi from being booted out of office, and let me explain what I mean by that. So Governor Tate Reeve, who is the Republican, and Mississippi is a heavily Republican state, but the problem with Tate Reeves, he had a lot of bad blood. There was a lot of bad stuff happening in the Republican Party of Mississippi, and he was just not very well liked. So what happened? Well, he was a Trump supporter, and President Trump came to his rescue. And the day before the election, the president held some sort of a virtual rally. The president came out, formally endorsed Tate Reeves, and Tate Reeves was able to sneak out a victory yesterday. Every other Republican who was on that ballot, I mean, every single one of them, they won in landslides. So, again, this notion that Trump is the, you know, if Trump gets your endorsement, all of a sudden that means you're dead in the water. That's simply not true. Now, when you look at what happened in Kentucky, let me say this. The candidate there was not a good candidate. He was a Mitch McConnell guy. He was going up against an incumbent governor who happened to be very popular, Andy Beshear, who also came from a political dynasty. And we're talking, when I say political dynasty, it's sort of like the Kennedy family to Massachusetts. That's what the Beshear family is to the people of Kentucky. So look, it was a hard sell. But again, outside of that governor's race, every single Republican on the ballot won the day they won their race. I mean, it really is that simple. You say, well, Tom, what about Ohio? Well, what was it Donald Trump said a couple of months ago? And Donald Trump got huge blowback from people like Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump said that if you advance a no limitation pro-life agenda, in other words, no exceptions, if you launch a no exceptions pro-life agenda, what's going to happen? You're going to lose. Seven times it's been on the ballot. Seven times, ladies and gentlemen, and seven times the pro-lifers have lost. So Donald Trump was right again. Could Donald Trump have phrased it a little better? Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. But the gist of what he was saying, the truth of what he was saying, is that you have got to play smart politics here. That's all. That's all he's saying. And right now, the Republicans are not playing smart politics. Ron McDaniel needs to get the heave-ho. It's that simple. So look, we're going to be taking your calls, 844-747-8868. Who's the winner? Who's the loser? That's what we want to know. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. And And welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax 2. So great to have you with us. And don't forget, tonight you'll be able to watch President Trump's rally exclusively on Newsmax. By the way, I want to encourage all of our new listeners. We have a large audience and a lot of new folks. Head over to our website, toddstarnes.com. We have a lot of original reporting for you. Also, some free resources. You can get our free newsletter, also our free podcast. And more importantly, you can go to our store and get yourself a blessed, not bitter coffee mug and a copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Hey, let's go to the phones right now. We're going to start our hour in Plainfield, Illinois. Margaret is on the line. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm good, babysitting my grandkids. But I want to say, being in a big blue state, I didn't realize how blue it was, but nevertheless, one big question I always had, I mean, us people that are seniors, we don't have access to your easily email and those things because we never took those lessons. So the only time I always pray to try to get in is like through the phone or whatever. But the one main thing that I'm surprised nobody ever noticed is that Biden, I believe Biden, this is all fake. You know, yes, there are some steps that aren't, but most of it is with his falling and all of this. It's all right in tune with, you know, who that is instructing these things to go on.
So, Margaret, you think it's all a fake. So you think that Biden, yes, he's pretending to be mentally not with it?
Yes, because Obama's, remember what he said clearly about him all along. Wow. Oh, you're the perfect one, you know.
Could be.
There's so many. One other thing that has to do with President Trump should go on, put up with the list about giving all free ultrasounds to babies. I mean, to mothers that are planning on having abortions, because they'll always turn away from the abortion when they hear the baby's heartbeat. I know that.
And, no doubt about it.
Put it up there with, of course, the border and all those things. But many of us seniors, we have a lot of knowledge, but we're not able to get to you folks to answer these questions.
Margaret, I'm going to answer your question. I appreciate you calling it. I'm going to answer your question about Joe Biden, whether or not he's faking this. You know, I still believe that in the medical terminology in the South, the cheese has slid off his cracker. However, there is a precedent going back to the 1970s. There was actually a New York City mob boss, a guy named Vinny the Chin, and he actually faked being, you know, mentally ill to get out of going to jail. And for a long time it worked. He would literally wander around the streets of New York City wearing nothing but a bathrobe, mumbling to himself, thinking that might keep him out of the slammer. It didn't work. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. I want to go to the newsmaker line here on Newsmax and say hello to a great friend. He's a regular on Newsmax, our good friend, and he happens to be my congressman, David Kustoff from Tennessee. Congressman, good to have you with us today on Newsmax.
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So, Congressman, last night, it was I thought it was a good thing that you guys did, censuring Rashida Tlaib. I was rather shocked to see a number of Democrats, 22, including Steve Cohen, that joined Republicans like yourself.
Yeah, well, you're right. Those 22 Democrats deserve credit because they were being leaned on politically not to support that censure resolution. You know, you go back to the events of October 6th and October 7th, the Hamas attack on Israel, and probably the leading advocate for the Hamas, for the terrorists, frankly for the butchers in Washington D.C. has been Rashida Tlaib, and her comments have been nothing but vile, inflammatory, hateful, and clearly anti-Semitic, along with some of the actions that she's led, some of the protesters, the pro-Palestinian protesters in Washington, D.C. So I thought that the censure resolution that was sponsored yesterday by Representative McCormick from Georgia was very well worded, very well thought out, conveyed the sentiment of not only the members of Congress, Todd, but people around the nation that just are absolutely inflamed and flabbergasted by the remarks from Tlaib.
Congressman, at this hour up on Capitol Hill, we've been monitoring the testimony of young college students and hearing their personal experiences. And it's really horrifying to hear these young Jewish Americans expressing the attacks they've been subjected to on their campuses. And is there anything that Congress can do to put a stop to this and force these universities to protect these students?
There is, Todd, and I think you're going to see other committees, certainly on the Hill in Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, explore this very issue, the anti-Semitism that's being allowed to permeate on college campuses across the nation. I think over the next several weeks, in fact, you will probably see other committees hear firsthand accounts of the anti-Semitism that's being exhibited towards students and maybe faculty and others on college campuses. I do think that there will be some proposed remedies and solutions. I don't want to get the cart too far before the horse, but I do think you'll see it. It's something that, again, most of the Republicans are unified on. You see a number of Democrats that are unified on it. And, you know, Todd, it really kind of goes beyond even having to say that. I mean, it should be that we're all in uniformity on this issue. And it should be that you shouldn't see any anti-Semitism in this day and age, certainly in the United States of America. But the fact of the matter is that because of what happened on October the 7th, the attack on Israel, we're seeing the gross underbelly of anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world.
Were you shocked, Congressman? I know you're Jewish, and you represent a large swath of Memphis, and it's a very large, vibrant Jewish community here. Were you surprised? Because I was surprised, very surprised.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And you talked about, Todd, kind of the feeling of Jewish people in this country and what they're experiencing and what they're going through. About a week ago, our governor, Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee, and I both visited the Margolin Hebrew Academy in Memphis. We actually had the meeting set up, Todd, prior to the October 7th attack against Israel. They had successfully, that school had thwarted a school shooter because they had done the things that a lot of schools around the nation are doing in terms of hardening their doors and their windows and security gates. We were there to really talk about the successes of the Hebrew Academy. But when we visited last week and got to visit, again, not with college students, but with first through 12th graders or younger students, there is that fear. They have never experienced what Jewish Americans in the United States are experiencing today. It's brand new, and it's all as a result of the attacks against Israel on October 7th.
Well, and it's just not right. But you know, God bless those young people and that school. And you're right; they did everything right, and having security in place. It's something that we all need to focus on, and not just the Jewish community, but also the Christian community. They're coming after all of us, and it is a very dangerous time, not just in America, but in the rest of the world as well. Congressman, we so appreciate the great work you're doing for the country, and we appreciate you coming on Newsmax today.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for allowing us to highlight this very important issue and these issues and calling out things as we see them here in Washington.
All right. Congressman David Kostoff, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. All right. Wow. Coming up, we're going to be heading over to Virginia. We're going to be talking to Jeff Katz. He is the afternoon drive host at our great affiliate there, WRVA in Richmond, trying to make sense of what happened after the elections last night. Look, everybody thought Youngkin was going to lead the charge and there would have been a huge victory for Republicans in the state Senate and the House of Delegates, and it turned out simply not to be the case at all. So we're going to be talking to Jeff Katz about that. In the meantime, we will be going. Let's go to the phones here. I think we can work in one caller. Kristen in Bakersfield, California. Kristen, what's on your mind? All right, we don't have Kristen with us, but we'll get to your calls a little bit later on. And again, folks, just a reminder, we want to try to stay on target and topic during the week. And Friday, we do a segment called Open Line Friday. So you want to call in and you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, you're going to be able to do that on Open Line Friday. In the meantime, you hear a lot of our special guests showing up on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and there's a reason for that. We are proud partners of Patriot Mobile, and if you go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, they're going to have some incredible offers just for you. Patriotmobile.com/Todd, and use my first name as the promo code, and it will introduce you to the wonderful world of America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they have plans to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. That is patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, folks. By the way, coming up on the 3 o'clock hour, the Todd Starnes Show on N2, Senator Tommy Tuberville is going to drop by. And also Dr. Don DeCostin, who is the new president at Liberty University. And we are big fans of the incredible work that is happening at Liberty University. All right, folks, stick around. Our telephone number, again, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, everybody, and good to have you with us. I want to bring in our next guest, a good friend of this program, and he is a great American patriot and a terrific radio host from WRVA in Richmond, Virginia, Jeff Katz. Jeff, hope you're doing good today.
Well, I'm doing okay, Todd. I really am. It's a beautiful day here in Central Virginia. Not exactly the results we were all looking for, but not a complete and total washout, despite how it's being portrayed.
I'm going to call an audible here. I've got to get your take on this other story that we were going to talk about a little bit later on, but I think you might be able to give us some insight here on this.
Okay.
So this is the headline, and I only thought about this because I'm watching video live feeds from our friends at Newsmax of the people standing in line waiting to get into the Trump rally, which is later tonight, and it's hotter than blue blazes in Florida right now.
Yeah.
But what I notice is that whenever there's a Trump rally, people are always happy, they're smiling, they're clean. You know, when you walk by, it's like a fragrance, like, I don't know, lilacs or something. People are, you know, they're well-mannered. So anyway, there's a report out of KTLA in Los Angeles that apparently Disney guests, so if you're at Disneyland or Disney World, these park guests are literally pooping in public. So like, they're standing in line waiting for, you know, the ride. And I don't know, what are they used to call it Splash Mountain at Nate. I don't know what they're calling it now.
Yeah.
Hershey Squirt Mountain. I don't know. But they're saying this is a big problem, and that people are pooping in public at Disneyland. Has the country gone to hell in a handbasket, Jeff Katz?
I think you have to ask, is that an A-ticket ride? Is it an E-ticket ride? It's a small whiz after all. No, that's disgusting, Todd. It's all the more reason for me to stay the heck away from Disney World. Ugh.
So they call this, there's actually a code, Jeff Katz. No, it's called Human Code H.
We got a code H at Splash Mountain.
Do we even want to ask what the H? No, hazard, I guess. It must stand for hazard, right?
Stand back, people. That's not a baby Ruth. Stand back.
No.
It's terrible.
Yikes.
Wow. In other words, it just, again, and, you know, segueing from, you know, taking big dumps at Disneyland to what's happening in the political world right now in Washington, Jeff Katz.
The Trump rallies, like you say, they're nice. People are happy. Everybody is clean. I have not seen a single report of anybody doing, you know, a Disney at one of these rallies. And some mixed results. Look, Kentucky, Republicans won everywhere except the governor's race. And there's something to be said about that. The folks in Ohio, I really shiver as I look at what they did to enshrine the infanticide. I mean, that's what it is. And here in the Old Dominion, we had, believe it or not, there were mixed results, although Democrats are going to control both houses of the state legislature.
And that wasn't supposed to happen. I mean, you know, and we know that because Fox dispatched Steve Ducey down to a diner in Virginia. They were really pumping this up. You know, this is a big deal. And so what happened? Did Youngkin overpromise, underdeliver?
Well, Glenn Youngkin actually invested a huge amount of personal effort, personal money, a lot of political capital. He was able to field candidates in just about every district for the Republicans. But here is what happened. We had, as a Republican, we had a 2-seat majority in the state house. Now we are down by 2 seats. So it is not a seismic shift. And in addition to that, the state Senate, we actually wound up picking up 1 seat. Then when you drive down a little bit deeper, Todd, and you look at the actual vote totals, you're going to see it's a couple of hundred votes in most of these races. It's not a major, major difference. And finally, here in Central Virginia anyway, we got rid of 2 pro-criminal, anti-cop prosecutors. And up in Loudoun County, where all that nonsense went on in the schools, even though the school board members were reelected, which absolutely just boggles my mind, they elected a very law and order sheriff, and they got rid of the Soros-funded prosecutors. So some very mixed signals here in my beloved Commonwealth.
I mean, and it's possible, and this happens every election cycle, Jeff. I mean, there are just some races. It's local, local, local. Yeah. And the Trump, Biden, they just really don't have much, you know, much sway one way or the other. But my issue is people going out there and blaming Trump for, I'm like, why are you blaming Trump? What did he have to do with anything?
No, you could pick any number of people to blame. If Donald Trump is on your bingo card, then you got to cash that in and get a new bingo card, because Donald Trump had exactly zero to do with the election, except that Democrats described every Republican as a, quote, MAGA extremist who wants to outlaw abortion. And then in the one positive message that they had every once in a while, they talked about how well they work with Glenn Youngkin, and they took credit for all of his tax cuts.
Of course they did. Jeff Katz on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today from WRVA in Richmond. So, look, tonight you've got the presidential debate, Jeff, and then you've got the dueling Trump rally, and, again, people standing in line already for this rally. I mean, do you get the sense that the debates now are just somewhat irrelevant?
Not just somewhat irrelevant, I would say completely irrelevant. I don't know what it is that these folks are running for. I don't think they're running for the Republican nomination for president. Maybe somebody wants to be vice president or secretary of something or other, but I don't see anybody on that stage getting the nomination, let alone becoming president.
Jeff, looking at the rally tonight, you know, they're going to be looking at crowds.
Yeah.
And is that a dog barking in the background, Jeff?
Yes, that's my executive producer, Pixie, who does a tremendous job here wrangling guests and keeping me on track, talking about the most important issues of the day.
You know, the FBI knocking at the door here? What's going on? Jeez, Aloo.
You know, by the way, Todd, Pixie is all of 9 pounds, but she doesn't sound like it, right? She sounds like a real dog.
Well, you named your dog Pixie.
I did. It's a long story, and someday over some iced tea, sweetened, okay, I will explain it to you.
I had a dog named Biscuit once, but it's a southern thing.
You didn't butter her, did you?
No.
Okay.
That's inappropriate, Jeff.
That is thoroughly.
All right. Jeff Katz, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, there you go. So, Jeff, so what is the takeaway here before, as we ramp things up? What is the takeaway from what happened yesterday?
The takeaway here is that there are a lot of local issues that resonated with a lot of people. The big issue, I would think, for the national players is absolutely the abortion issue was a motivating factor for Democrats. It was absolutely an energizing factor, and somehow, some way, I suppose, we've got to address that, maneuver with it. For those who are sort of thinking of that whole Disney thing, 48% of the people in one state house district did vote to elect a porn star. So, I mean, we have fallen greatly here in Virginia, but at least she did lose.
Well, there you go. All right. She's got a career to fall back on, so at least for the next few years. All right. Jeff Katz, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, hang in there. Be good.
I'm going to try. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Say hello to Pixie. There you go. All right. We've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. ToddStarnes.com is our website, and we encourage you to go and check out all the information, the great resources we have for you there, and also to get yourself a pre-ordered copy of the new book coming out, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The book will be in stores March 19th, but we have already started the pre-orders, and we'd love for you to get a copy of that. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Victor in New York City, watching us on Newsmax today. Hi, Victor. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. A new listener. I'm glad to be on your show. You're talking to a New York guy, blue state, 50 years a Democrat, and as of October 28th, I am now a red Republican, Todd.
Is that right? So, Victor, what is it that compelled you to change political parties?
That's a very brilliant question, Todd. Let me start off by saying that from my observation through my life, which has been a while, let's start with the Obama years. That, I feel, is what ushered in the deep state and what's brought us to this, helped bring us to this point we are in America today. Biden is actually just a figurehead, a stooge for the deep state, not to knock him personally, but as a political proponent, he's very dangerous to the American way of life. We've never been in this dangerous of a state, and I believe personally, in a peaceful manner, that all the things that have happened in the world and in our country itself are as a result of his weak leadership and the left. Leftist ideals, including all the anti-Jewishness that's going on right now, to all the men we lost overseas with his poor decisions, are all a result of this whole movement, which is a cumulative anti-American agenda within America and without and from without from the outside of
Victor.
America,
let me though. Jump in here now. What part of New York City? I lived 15 years in Brooklyn. And right around the corner from Hillary Clinton's old campaign headquarters. And when you look at the election map on that 2020 presidential race, that one little red dot in Brooklyn, that was me voting for Donald Trump. So I'm curious, what part of the city do you live in?
You know, you're a pretty comical guy too, Todd, as well as your seriousness. I'm originally from Flatlands, Flatbush. I live presently over in Staten Island. But my family's all from South Brooklyn, from the area that you're talking about with Clinton.
Oh, that's a good area. Yeah, I know Flatbush and, of course, Staten Island, which is where most of the NYPD and the FDNY live too, Victor. So you've got a lot of good Republicans over there. And I believe you guys are represented by Nicole Malliotakis. Is that right?
Correct, sir. You're very smart. You know, Todd, I want to just make two fast comments to your listeners. One of them is that I was very ashamed because back in Mill Basin, Brooklyn, where I lived for 25 years, Chuck Schumer was the congressman there. And I helped him in his movement from congressman to senator. And I would never believe him in thinking that he was more of a conservative middle road guy like myself at the time would ever do the things he's done today. Finally, the last comment I want to make, Todd, and I'm pretty much wound up. The United States should be very proud today, in my opinion, of the Midwest and the South of the United States, because they've got so much bad rap over the past, but they're actually keeping America traditional and what's best and beautiful about America and holding us together as a middle road conservative country. And thank God we have the South and the Midwest. And that's coming from a Brooklyn guy.
Well, Victor, let me break some news to you here, Victor. I will say this, again, 15 years in New York, moved back home to Memphis. And believe it or not, we've got some great New Yorkers down here, and you can actually get yourself a bagel with a side of pulled pork. So you get the best of both worlds, a little bagel and a smear of barbecue sauce.
Todd, you've got a big smile on my face. You're making me laugh. But anyway, I don't want to keep you. Let's give another chance to our listeners. But you're a great guy. And
Victor, hold on. We'd love to celebrate here. And Dylan, whenever a Democrat converts to the Republican way, we have to celebrate that great conversion. Victor, welcome to the Republican Party, and you converted on my birthday, October 28th, the year of our Lord. So congratulations to you, Victor, and we want you to give us a call back one of these days. What a great guy. And folks, I'm telling you, we've got great patriots all over this country, every city in America, every state in America, and that's one of the reasons why I love this radio show. We're like a great big front porch across America. And we're going to have a lot of fun. It doesn't matter if you eat a biscuit or a bagel. You're welcome here on this program on Newsmax 2. All right, let's go to Cary, North Carolina. Barry is joining us today. Hey, Barry, what's on your mind?
Todd, how's it going? How are you today?
Barry, we just heard a great conversion story. We've got a new Republican, so it's a great day here on the show.
I agree 100%. Now we need about 100,000 more of them, and maybe we can get something moving in the right direction.
I love it. Love it. What's going on, Barry?
I wanted to talk about this invasion that we got going on in the South. I mean, I know that some of the governors down there are doing everything they can to stem the flow. But when we're talking, I think now they're up to about 7.5 million people coming in. And I'm just wondering, Obama didn't take out the Hamas folks that were down in South America. He decided that they weren't an issue. We got them coming in from everywhere. We have no idea what their backgrounds are. We don't know how many of them were marching this past Saturday. So we got to do something. And I don't understand how it is not a violation of the president's responsibilities to secure this nation's boundaries.
Well, it's a great question that you raised, Barry, and here's my take on this. And again, welcome to the show, and we have a lot of new folks. I will say this: we need to shut down the border. We are living in a very dangerous time. We don't know what's been coming across that border. Shut it down. Nobody in the country, right? Just lock it down. Nobody comes in. And then we start rooting out the bad guys. That's what we need to start doing. But there actually is, in the Constitution, we call it there is a clause dealing with invasion. And if the administration refuses to secure the border, the states do have a right to invoke that clause to deal with the border invasion. So, Barry, there is a mechanism in place for us and for the states to step up and say, all right, if the federal government's not going to do their job, then we're going to go in and we're going to do it for them. Barry, one final thought here, and it's a great question you raise. The other issue is, well, what about Joe Biden? Because he swore an oath of office on Inauguration Day to protect the country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if the president of the United States is in violation of that oath, then he needs to be brought up on charges, he needs to be impeached, and he needs to be removed from office. Well, we know that's not going to happen. But it ought to happen. We got to start playing hardball. Barry, got to run. Appreciate that call. You give us a holler back. And it's a great point that Barry brings up. not only have we been invaded, ladies and gentlemen, but we have been occupied, and we are being occupied even as you and I hang out together here on Newsmax 2. All right, folks, it has been a great, great 3 hours on the radio. We're going to wrap it up here, getting ready for the TV show on Newsmax. You can watch us live on all of Newsmax's digital platforms. Want to thank you for hanging out with us, all of our great radio affiliates, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. You get out there and you be good, America.